With about 125 million units purchased around the world each year, French's now sells five times more mustard than any other nationally advertised brand. Their classic yellow mustard is by far the number one seller, with its mild flavor meant for the masses. The number two selling mustard is Grey Poupon, which seems to market to a more affluent crowd. That's a little above most American tastes.
Oh, Grey Poupon, yeah. But I don't have a limo, so I use the regular.
In Rochester, New York, the French's Mustard Company occupied manufacturing mills and operating plants from the early 1880s through the early 1970s. This summer, French's celebrated its centennial in Rochester and welcomed back old friends and employees.
French's was a wonderful place to work, and it was a really more family-oriented type place.
Free mustard?
Oh, yeah.
Guests were encouraged to bring in any French's memorabilia and their mustard memories. Jose Carbonell is French's senior brand manager.
One of the gentlemen who came in was going to a wedding, and an hour before his niece's wedding, and he got mustard all over his tuxedo. And he took to a one-hour cleaner, and they got it out, because actually French's mustard does come out pretty easily. If you get too quickly, it'll come right out. And it did, and he was perfect for the wedding.
But some, happily, just put up with the after effects.
The color of French's classic yellow is indelibly stained in my wardrobe.
They say you can get it off if you get to it fast enough.
You know, I'm too busy with the hot dog. It's just a mustard garment then.
Yeah, I mean, you live with it.
Yeah, it's one of the facts of life.
The classic yellow recipe includes mustard seed, vinegar, garlic powder, a yellowing agent, and secret spices. Ingredients together unchanged for 100 years. It was in 1904 that one of America's classic combinations came to be, marrying mustard with the hot dog. Elliot Penner is president of French's Food Division.
Where would we be without mustard?
We'd be in a lot less happy place. That's where we'd be. I think the hot dog would be bare, and many, many fans at many baseball parks wouldn't have a smile on their face.
Indeed, none other than the storied New York Yankees serve French's mustard at their ballpark and ask the people.
What goes better with a hot dog than mustard?
The hot dog does rank number one for the food place mustard most often ends up enhancing. And when French's has got kids endorsing the product...
Yes, I like it a lot.
All future consumers as well, they know they got a winner.
How far back in your life do you remember eating mustard?
As long as I live, pretty much.
Yeah.
I put it on french fries, and my grandma puts it on potatoes.
Hot dogs, hamburgers, and pretzels.
Yeah, anything unusual that you put it on?
I put it on steak. I sort of like it on tacos.
Over time, French's has made changes in the packaging of the yellow mustard, but never to the recipe, which although runs the gamut of garnishing everything from potato salad to pizza, for some, the product alone is enough.
I like it plain.
Bill Flynn,